Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz, BSU track team. A couple of meets this weekend at Fargo and at Hamlin. Pearl Walker, senior from Bemidji, with us. Pearl, how long and frustrating and boring has this time been between the indoor and the outdoor season?
Frustrating. Maybe just like a couple weeks or so, just because we haven't been able to get outside on the track. So hopefully this warm weather stays and we can get out there and get to outdoor season.
I would assume that you want some time off just to kind of get away from it and refresh your brain and your body a little bit, but it's a week about right?
Yeah, about. Actually, spring break was our break in between seasons. So, you know, right after spring break, we started training for outdoor. So you just got to be mentally tough.
What's your favorite event of the outdoor season?
I would say it'd probably have to be actually the 400-meter hurdles. I never thought I would say that, but it's a different event. It's definitely challenging, but it's also a fun race because there's nothing else like it.
It's a long ways to be running and still jumping over stuff. Typically, you know, when people think of hurdles, it's sprinting hurdles. What's the makeup of that race? I mean, do you start slow? Do you try to start fast? What's the game plan in that race?
Usually I don't have a game plan. I just go. You know, you hear the gun go off, you just go. And try not to, you know, get gas out at the 200 mark or 300 mark. So definitely just it's supposed to be a full-out sprint. It's a 400. So, you know, just give it your all and hope you can make it all over all the hurdles.
As a team, how do you think you guys are looking this year? What's your strength and maybe what's your weakness?
I would say our team this year has a lot of depth. We've got, you know, some great mid-distance runners and sprinters on the team this year. We've added some new members to the team for javelin, but I feel that where we're lacking is shot put and hammer. I know we do have a new gal out that's going to be doing some hammer, but I feel that that's one of our weak points because we don't have very many throwers, but you know, everything else, vaulting, jumping, hurdling, you know, we've got depth, so I feel that's our only weak point.
You look back at your career here, and heck, as we're doing this interview here, you look up there and you got Sheena Devine's picture, who is one of the best throwers ever here. Christy Berkeley has been to the Nationals and indoor virtually every year that she's been here, a five-time All-American. How does that make the team as a whole better when you're able to practice with great athletes who have that edge?
It's definitely an honor. You know, you have to remind yourself that this is a D2 sport. It's a pretty competitive conference we're in. And to be on a team with a five-time All-American, to be on a team that we've had previous All-Americans, it's definitely an honor to compete at this level. So it's always fun, always fun.
Well, you've had men's All-Americans too, and that's one thing about this track program is it's really one team, isn't it? One group competing, male and female.
Definitely. You know, we don't see ourselves as separate. It's, you know, track practice, we practice together. It's not separate times or anything. So we do see ourselves as, you know, as one team.
Good luck this weekend, Pearl.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.